I park my cab on Water Street. I'm waiting for a fare. Watching young girls in their first heels step like colts across the square. Fire on the ocean, thunder on the sea. I think of handsome Molly, wherever she may be. Now I'm either in this cab or bar, never in the choir, sometimes howling and amazed like the wind hung up on barbed wire. Fire on the ocean, thunder on the sea. I think of handsome Molly and what she promised me. Well, it's pretty doe-eyed Molly could see so well at night. It was a hard trade she made just to see in black and white. Gone down this north coast, and it's boy, you best take care. Cut yourself with a knife, find all the salt that's in the air. Fire on the ocean, and thunder on the sea. I think of handsome Molly, who cried so easily. Now the soldiers down on Water Street, they are the little girls, and the little girls of Water Street will take them round the world. Fire on the ocean, and thunder on the sea. Somali, wherever she may be.
Bill Morrissey, his version of Handsome Molly, the late Bill Morrissey, another great, very talented artist that I got to meet and see a few times, died at an early age of heart disease back in 2011 while on tour down in Georgia, and he's a great, just a great guy. Grew up in New England, and his base was in New Hampshire, and spent a lot of time touring, songwriting, recording with some great artists as well. Bill Morrissey. This is Andy Kimball. You're tuned to the Andy Kimball Show, the Andy Kimball acoustic singer-songwriter, Cajun bluegrass, blues, zydeco. What don't we play? I guess we don't really play too much contemporary music, if you want to call, contemporary music. whatever you want to call that. I don't really know. Rock and roll? No. We've even touched on that. Whatever. This is the Andy Kimball Show. It's all about the music. That I can say for sure. And this will be the second, or is it the third show now, we're going to pay tribute to the Philadelphia Folk Festival, or it was the Philadelphia Folk Festival, which would have happened this past weekend in August. It ran 60 years and is on indefinite hold right now, as I said in my last show, and we're going to feature some live cuts from previous Philadelphia Folk Festivals during this show. We're also going to talk about a festival which is still running up in Richland, Washington, that being the Tumbleweed Music Festival, which I am playing on Liberty Weekend, September 1, 2, and 3. And looking forward to performing there. I'm also doing a blues picking workshop where you can sit in and learn a whole bunch of things about picking the guitar and playing the guitar and writing songs and integrating lyrics with music passages on the guitar and so forth. And I'll do my best in trying to make that as entertaining as possible. I know some of you have attended my workshops previously. You'll know what I'm talking about. Anyway, the Richland in Richland, Washington, Liberty Weekend, the Tumbleweed Music Festival. Check it out online, Tumbleweed Music Festival. And let's move on with our show and kick right into the tribute to the Philadelphia Folk Festival with, I think, another track by where we left off last week's show with Richard Thompson. Don't we love Richard Thompson, eh? Let's do another one of his tunes here on the Andy Kimball Show from the Philadelphia Folk Festival.
I've got to do a happy one to go out with. I have to search the depths of my repertoire to find a happy one. Feels so good, I'm gonna break somebody's heart tonight. I feel so good, I'm gonna take someone apart tonight. They put me in jail for my deviant ways. 2 years, 7 months, and 16 days. Now I'm back on the street in a purple haze. And I feel so good. And I feel so good. I feel so good. So good, I'm gonna make somebody's day tonight. I feel so good, I'm gonna make somebody pay tonight. I'm old enough to sin, I'm too young to vote. Society's been dragging on the tail of my coat. I've got a suitcase full of 50-pound notes and a half-naked woman with a tongue down my throat. And I feel so good. Good. I feel so good, I'm gonna break somebody's heart tonight. They made me pay for the things I've done. Now it's my turn to have all the fun. I feel so good, I'm gonna break somebody's heart
Croce. Wow. It's a long way from North Dakota.
Okay. Ready to go?
Could you help me place this call? You see the number on the matchbook is old and faded. She's living in L.A. with my best old ex-friend Ray. Gosh, she said she knew well and sometimes hated. Isn't there the way they say it goes? Let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow. I've learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. Operator, what could you help me place this call? 'Cause I can't read the number that you just gave me. Something in my eyes, you know it happens every time. Think about the love that I thought would save me. Isn't there the way? Say it goes, but let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow, learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels. No, 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 no. That's not the way it feels. Operator, oh, let's forget about this call. There's no one there I really wanted to talk to. So thank you for your time. Oh, you've been so much more than kind. You can keep the dime. Isn't there the way they say it goes? Let's forget all that and give me the number if you can't find it, so I can call just to tell them I'm fine and to show I've overcome the blow, learned to take it well. I only wish my words could just convince myself that it just wasn't real, but that's not the way it feels.
Jim Croce, Philadelphia Folk Festival, live performance. It goes back a ways. couple of his popular tunes. Another artist, no longer with us, great talent, tremendous singer-songwriter. This is the Andy Kimball Show. Thank you for joining in. And we're going to continue on here with another tune by John Prine from his performance at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. I believe we're looking at 2004.
I went fishing in Ireland this last summer because I'd never caught an Irish fish. And I still haven't. It rained all weekend, and it turned into a kind of a drinking contest. Just before I went to bed, I was winning. I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, the car wash on the corner and the hole in the street, the way my ankles hurt with shoes on my feet. I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue, and we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. I was in the army, but I never dug a trench. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I go to town and drink, give the girls a pinch. I don't think they ever even noticed me.
Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue, and we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven.
Fish and whistle, a whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. When we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again, again, again. Oh, my very first job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees. They only gave me 50 cents an hour.
Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue, and we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven.
Fish and whistle, a whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. When we get big, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again, again, again. Oh,
Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us and we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue, and we'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in heaven.
That's Jason Wilbur on guitar, Dave Jakes on bass. Wish you love and happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. I wish you don't do like I do and ever fall in love with someone like you. 'Cause if you fell just like I did. You probably walk around the block like a little kid. The kids don't know. They can only guess how hard it is to wish you happiness. I guess the love is like a Christmas card. You decorate a tree, you throw it in the yard. It decays and dies, and the snowmen melt. Well, I once knew love, I knew how love felt. Yeah, I knew love, love knew me. And when I walked, love walked with me. And I got no hate, and I got no pride. Well, I got so much love that I cannot hide. Yeah, I got so much love that I cannot hide. Drive a Chevy, say you drive a Ford, you say you drive around the town till you just get bored, then you change your mind for something else to do, and your heart gets bored with your mind and it changes you. It's a doggone shame and it's an awful mess. I wish you love, I wish you happiness. I wish you love, I wish you happiness. I guess I wish you all the best. Good luck. After my mother, my old man is another child that's grown old. If dreams were lightning and thunder were desire, this old house would have burnt down a long time ago. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old yo. Just give me one thing that I could hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. I When I was a young girl, well, I had me a cowboy. It wasn't much to look at, just a free rambling man. But that was a long time, and no matter how I tried, the years just flow by like a broken down dam. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Flies in the kitchen, I can hum the buzzing, and I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning and come home in the evening and have nothing to say? Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go. That's for Bonnie Ray.
John Prine, Philadelphia Folk Festival, 2004. That last tune was Angel from Montgomery, and I think it may be accurate in saying that was made popular by Bonnie Raitt, although I've known the song since he first recorded it for quite some time and knew it by John Prine. Then there's a recording of John Prine and Bonnie Raitt doing the tune together, which is fabulous, and a lot of us probably know of the tune being performed by Bonnie Raitt, and rightfully so. She does an excellent job playing that tune. This is the Andy Kimball Show. I want to thank everybody for joining us. Another tribute to the Philadelphia Folk Festival about this time of year, every year for the last 60 years. And perhaps no longer. We'll see. We'll see. Let's move right along here. And I want to play a tune that we had on the show quite some time ago. Derek Trucks. The tune is called Sweet Inspiration. It's the Derek Trucks Band before he joined up with his wife, Susan Tedeschi, and the two of them, of course, have been out touring, doing their combined efforts, and boy, what a show that is. Boy, they're terrific together. And what a voice she has. Holy smokes, we'll have to get to that, and we'll have to play a Trucks Tedeschi Band tune on here, too. If not today, we'll get to it soon. But in the meantime, this is the Derek Trucks Band. The tune is called Sweet Inspiration.
Without your bad situation. I've just reached back in my mind to find sweet, sweet inspiration.
You've been good to me here for 35 years. I'm not going to forget it. This last one here is the title song of my last CD. This is called Train Home. This is kind of a gospel song for people who aren't really sure. Got your doubts, this is for you.
I'm thinking a lot of you know who that last performer was. Maybe not the great Chris Smither, who's still out there playing and performing, touring everywhere. Look up Smither, SMITHER.com, and find out where he is playing. Over 50 years now, his career. He's originally from New Orleans, moved up to Boston, and still lives in the Massachusetts area. Mentor of mine from way back, a great guy. He wrote the song. He wrote a song called "Love You Like a Man" that Bonnie Raitt took, and called "Love Me Like a Man," and was her claim to fame really way back when. That really kind of set her apart back in the early stages of her career. She's also recorded a couple other tunes by Chris Smither, like "Feel the Same," and I think one more, two more. Anyway. That was Chris Smither, preceded by Derek Trucks Band Sweet Inspiration. And prior to Derek Trucks, we heard an extended set of John Prine from the Philadelphia Folk Festival. And did I say the Chris Smither set was also from the Philadelphia Folk Festival? This is a tribute show to that fest. And Chris has played there, 35 years, not every year, but he performed there for over 35 some years. Every few years, Chris came back and did an outstanding set at the festival. I think we'll do another Chris Smither song. What do you think? Shall we? How about another tune from the 2003 Philadelphia Folk Festival? This tune's called "Drive You Home Again," Chris Smither. And this was on his famous blue Alvarez guitar, Yayuri Alvarez guitar, that he played at the time.
Take imagination to begin.
and fall in line. You please believe me when I tell you that the hardest part is to begin. Yes, I know you think I'm crazy, but we almost to the end. If I drive you to distraction, I will drive you home again. If I drive you to distraction, I will drive you home again.
Chris Smither, 2003, Philadelphia Folk Fest. And we're going to jump from 2003 and go back in time to 1972 and listen to a couple of tracks from David Bromberg. The song's called Sharon. Great tune. You got to check it out on YouTube or look it up. Spotify has done it. Many permutations of the song Sharon over the years. It's so good. Such a good, fun song to listen to and watch him do live. He retired recently. His last show was just this last year, 2023, at the Beacon Theater in New York. What a career he's had. Matter of fact, he took a 15-year hiatus in the middle of it and opened up a violin repair store in Wilmington, Delaware, and also led a number of kind of music workshop sessions there. Real approachable guy, great guy, amazingly talented musician. He studied with Mississippi John Hurt in the early stages of his career while playing gigs in the Village in New York City. Now we're going to hear, we're going to go to 1969, David Bromberg, introduced by Gene Shea.
Okay, here's a guy who started out with bullfrogs on his mind a couple years back, and he got together a bunch of musicians. If anybody can get musicians together, it's got to be David Bromberg. You can also move microphones and play guitar a bit. David?
I got a few more guest people to pick here. I figured it'd be only fair to turn the tables on Diane and make her sing with me. And I drafted Maria Muldaur too. And Peter Eklund over there is going to play cornet. That's Andy Statman's got the saxophone now. He was playing mandolin before. I hope you're keeping score. There's a quiz next period. And Steve Berg's got the guitar. Tommy Sheehan's got the bass. Kenny Kosak has got the fiddle. And Larry Packer's got the other fiddle. You know, I went to this carnival a few years ago. No big deal, Ferris wheel, same old stuff, you know. And I walked around the grounds until I found a little tent. Man outside made a speech, and this is how it went. She walks, she talks, she crawls on her belly like a reptile. You know, it was the same old line, except for one part. He said it don't cost no money, you got to pay with your heart. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. Well, I went inside and I looked around for a seat. The lights went low and the drums played a beat. And then this girl come out dressed in a scarf and a sneeze. And she did a little dance that made me weak in the knees. She danced just like her back had no bone, while the band played a tune they called the Main Street Moan. She went like this. She went. And then she went like this, she went. And then she went like this, she went. And then, she gave it one of these, she went. To see. And she turned her head and she looked right at me. I must have jumped at least 10 feet straight in the air. And when I come down, that girl wasn't there. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. And then out stepped this dude with curly red hair. He had a big bushy beard and he was built like a bear. He said, "Stop your shouting. There's no more to the show. And if you want to breathe right, you'd all better go." Well, I didn't hang out. I headed straight for the door. You know, but on my way through, I heard that big bear roar. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd that was here last night is back again. Well, every night that show played, I was right there. I just stayed out of the way of that mean red bear. And it worked just like the man had said in his speech at the start. Because when a carny left town, it took a piece of my heart. And I still get a funny twinge at the very tip of my bone every time I hear a band play that old Main Street moan. Oh, Sharon, what do you do to these men? Sal, what do you do to these men? You know the same rowdy crowd. Notice soon, a lot of old blues fans here. Well, wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low. Come on, wake up, mama. Turn your lamp down low. You got the nerve to try and drive me away from your door. You know, my mama left me reckless, folks, and my daddy just drove me wild. I said my mama left me reckless, and daddy drove me stone wild. I know I ain't good looking, but I'm some sweet woman's angel child. You know, I had a sweet little girl, and she was the best I'd ever seen. I had a nice little woman, she was just about the best I've ever. She treated me like a king and act like she was a doggone queen. You're a mighty mean woman just to treat me this away. You're a mean little girl just to treat me this away. Yes, and when I leave your town, I'm gone away to stay. Sister, tell your brother, brother, tell your auntie, auntie, tell your uncle, uncle, tell your cousin, cousin, tell your nephew, nephew, tell your friend, I'm going to the country, mama, don't you want to go? I might take me a redhead and I might grab one or two more. All big, each left banner, Lord, you would not stop. You ought to seen a colored farmer when he got his bowler. How come on, reach over, mama, hand me my traveling shoes. I guess you know by now I've got the Statesboro blue. You know, my mama had him, my sister had him, my daddy had him, my brother died with him. I got up this morning and the family had the weary blues. I poked my head down in the corner and grandma had... Well, give me back the hat I bought you, the big umbrella. Give me back the pearls, I want the dress and all. If you don't like your daddy, you got no right to stand and squall. Give me back the wig I bought you, let your doggone head go bald. More for your woman, way last winter I suffered through the summer and I scuffled through the fall. More for your woman than the good Lord ever done. Should I put hair upon your head, and you know he never give you none. You know I can't be no bank boss or superintendent. Boys ain't getting up on no tipple, and I promise the good Lord, mama, never to dig no coal. I think I'll hang around Philly and try and get some jelly roll. She wouldn't fix me no dinner, wouldn't get me no supper. She burned my lunch and she threw me outdoors. I think that the girl was trying to tell me to go. She had the nerve to ask me, would a matchbox hold my clothes? All big H, she left Savannah, Lord, she would not stop. You ought to seen the colored farmer when he got his boy. Oh, come on, reach over, mama, hand me my traveling shoes. I guess you know by now I got the Statesboro blues. Well, my mama had him, my sister had him, my brother had him, my daddy died with him. I got up this morning, the family had them weary blues. I poked my head down in the corner and grandma had them too.
David Brumberg, 1972 Philadelphia Folk Festival. Let's wind it back even further, 1969. Some more David Brumberg playing the blues. Someone who,
you'll probably see her a couple of times because he accompanies other people and he does his own thing, and a lot of people like to include him in their performance. I'm talking about David Brumberg. This morning, everything seemed all right. I put a call into my woman. She said, Daddy, you know we're in tight. I got three checks in the mail, and I'd overpaid my union dues. But people, when I woke up this morning, I had someone else's blues. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blues in the midst of an almost perfect day. I don't owe any money. All my cavities are filled when I stick a hand down in my pocket. I come out with $20 bills. I got more dope than I can smoke, more women than I can use. But when I woke up this morning, I had someone else's blues. I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blues in the midst of an almost perfect day. Don't know who the man is that this trouble belongs to. Did he do a murder? Great God, what did the man do? He's a low-down motherfucker. But he must be pretty smart because he's out having himself a real good time. While his blues are breaking my heart, I swear I don't know why. I don't know why I feel this way. I got someone else's blues in the midst of an almost perfect day.
Good. Gal told me today, she said, oh, you're wasting your life away. She said, it's bad how you spend your time, and you never make a dime. I said, I like to sleep. Living this way, broke from day to day. I gotta stop this running around. I'll get a job and settle down. I said, I like to. Oh, yeah. Oh, no, child. To the wild. Get drunk. You guys do good. I know this can't go on. I should be up at dawn. Get a job and do it right. And be in bed by 8 each night. Oh, but I
like to sleep late in the morning.
Well,
like to wear
oh, no.
To the women I'm wild.
Pick it, David. Hard. I don't know how I do it. I don't know why I do it. Well, there's a lot just waiting for me. And straight is how it should be. I'll be smiling all the time. Get my hair cut and my sneakers shine. I said I like to late. Well, oh no, child, I make love to the while. this gal told me today, she said, Homely, you're wasting your existence away. She said, it's a scandal how you choose to pass your time, and you'll never earn an honest Roosevelt dime. I said I liked in
the morning.
Oh, where? Oh, no, I make
love to the women
while
I
get drunk on the Bible. See you in a little bit.
Sleep Late in the Morning. That was not from the Philadelphia Folk Festival, but more recent recording at McCabe's Guitar Store in Santa Monica, California. And I want to learn how to play that tune. I've been working on it slowly but surely. David Bromberg, extended set, some 1969, 1972, and more recent David Bromberg performances. And he's celebrating his retirement and a wonderful career he's had. Now we're going to go to 2010 and hear from a friend of mine from way back, a very talented touring recording artist by the name of Susan Warner, with her song, May I Suggest, live from the main stage at the Philly Fest 2010.
This time is blessed for you, this time is blessed and shining, almost blinding bright. Just turn your head and you'll begin to see the thousand reasons that were just beyond your sight. The reasons why I'd suggest to you, why I'd suggest this is the best part of your life. There is a world that's been addressed to you, addressed to you, intended only for your eyes. And it's a secret world, like a treasure chest to you, of private scenes and brilliant dreams that mesmerize. A tender lover's smile, a tiny baby's hands, the million stars that fill the turning sky at night. And I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. And there is a hope that's been expressed in you. It's the hope of seven generations made. you'll do one better than was done before. And inside you know, inside you understand, inside you know it's yours to finally set right. And I suggest, yes, I suggest to you, yes, I suggest this is the best part of your life. This is a song, comes from the west to you, comes from the west, comes from the slowly setting sun. This is a song with a request of you to see how very short these endless days will run. And when they're gone and when the dark descends, oh, we'd give anything for one more hour of light. And I suggest this is the best part of your life. When I closed my eyes so I would not see, my Lord did trouble me. When I let things stand that should not be, my Lord did trouble me. When I raised my head too high, too proud, my Lord did trouble me. And when I raised my voice too little, too loud, my Lord did trouble me, did trouble me with a word or sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind, did trouble me. Did stir my soul for to make me human, to make me whole. And when I slept too long, slept too deep, my Lord did trouble me. Put a worrisome vision into my sleep, my Lord did trouble me. When I held myself away and apart, my Lord did trouble me. And the tears of my brother did move my heart, my Lord did trouble me. Did trouble me with a word or sign, with the ringing of the bell in the back of my mind. Did trouble me, did stir my soul. this, I'm sure of this, I know my Lord will trouble me, whatever I do, wherever I go. My Lord will trouble me in the whisper of the wind, the rhythm of a song. My Lord will trouble me to keep me on the path where I belong. My Lord will trouble me, will trouble me.
Susan Warner, 2010, Philadelphia Folk Festival. What a talent she is. Hey, folks, we're going to wrap up this show with an extended celebration of the fest by playing the highlights, the audio track from the highlights of the 2022 60th anniversary of the Philadelphia Folk Festival. Spit it out, Andy. 60th anniversary of the Philadelphia Folk Festival, the last festival. Hopefully won't be the last, but it might be. I don't know how they're going to bring it back or what permutation they're going to bring it back, but hopefully they will somehow, some way. I might even be involved in that. We'll see. We'll keep you informed as we move along here in the years to come as to what happens with the Philadelphia Folk Festival moving ahead. What an amazing 60-year history that festival has had. We've just heard just a handful of excerpts from the history of that amazing event, and hopefully it'll live on in memories, maybe even come back again. We'll see. All right, here's the highlights from last year's 2022 60th Philadelphia Folk Festival. We will see you guys and girls later. Be safe. Take care. I'm out of here. All the best. Bye-bye now.
This has been our first time at the Folk Festival, and we've had a great time. I feel like, for me, we played 2 days, and normally when we do festivals, we just do one, and then we're out of there. So this has been nice for us to be able to, like, actually go around and watch other people perform and see all the different little spots and stages and everything.
Yeah, it's been super fun seeing and hearing all the stories about people that have been coming here for just so many years and how relationships have formed and even children have been born, you know, like from this festival. And you can just tell that there's so much love for the community here and just the music.
Thank you. Please.